As we enter this third year of the pandemic, China and the economy there is really facing some serious headwinds. And there's a lot more coverage lately. Global financial markets are starting to think more about this issue. And we're thinking about it because the world's second largest economy in China actually cut interest rates yesterday for the first time in 2 years. Cut rates, basically to try and get ahead of what is slowing economic growth. And that's a very interesting thing that it's done because it means China's completely at odds with its Western counterparts in terms of the central banks. They are considering lifting interest rates because, of course, we've been talking a lot of last year about rising inflation. So interesting, it prompted a remarkable intervention by the Chinese President Xi Jinping overnight. He has urged Western countries not to raise interest rates. He said that slamming on the brakes could actually challenge global economic and financial stability. And here it is. President Xi wants stronger international coordination on economic policy, saying we need to see the world as one community. That's a quote, one community. I mean, this is stunning stuff. Calls for economic unity from Wolf Warrior China. 131-873. If you want to have a dig or a comment on the open line, you're very welcome to. Importantly, we had the economic numbers out today showing a whop. Sorry, it was yesterday actually, showing this whopping 8%. Kind of growth, but the December quarter was actually the slowest in 2 years. Now, Michael Smith is the North Asia correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. He's actually based in Japan these days. As you might remember, he was forced to flee China after a dramatic diplomatic incident. You can read that about that in Michael's excellent book, The Last Correspondent. Michael Smith, I'm pleased to say, welcome back to Money News.
Hi, Brooke, how are you? Thanks for having me.
This is an extraordinary intervention in international monetary affairs from President Xi. What is the motive here?
Look, we were a bit shocked last night when this speech came out at the World Economic Forum. He's actually telling other countries, the US, etc., what they should be doing with their own monetary policy. Now, Xi Jinping says a lot of things about the West, but this is something new coming from him. He does not want the US and other nations to increase their interest rates. Look, global tightening is not great for China at the moment, and mainly because China's sort of in the opposite position of countries like Australia and the US. You know, we're all looking to raise interest rates. China's actually now cutting interest rates. So the central bank in China cut some key interest rates yesterday. This came at the same time as they released what was sort of fairly strong economic data for the year, but that data disguised the fact that China's economy really started slowing down, you know, in the last quarter of the year, and consumer confidence has taken an absolute belting. You know, people are very worried about coronavirus there and falling property prices. So its central bank's sort of going the opposite direction.
Yes, it's interesting because, as you said, while those growth figures seemed okay, I would suggest that in those interest rate cuts and the intervention that you've just spoken about says that China itself is actually quite worried about the economic problems it's facing.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I think this was a signal from Chinese policymakers, China's leaders, that, you know, quietly they're very very worried about where things are heading. And you saw in the retail sales figures yesterday. To December, they were only up 1.7%. So in a country like China, this is a really bad number. And I think it's a reflection on how Chinese consumers are feeling at the moment. They've managed to avoid sort of a massive outbreak of COVID-19, but that's starting to change in China now. Omicron's got in. There's all these sort of snap lockdowns going on around the country. People are very nervous about what's going to happen with COVID, and that could have a real negative impact on their production, on their factories, on small businesses. So people are really holding back on spending at the moment. And at the same time in China, you've got the property sector is a bit of a mess. So domestic consumption actually makes up a big chunk of China's GDP. So I think China's leaders are sort of really preparing to batten down the hatches. I think they'll be able to maintain sort of solid GDP growth this year, you know, maybe 5% or more, which still isn't bad. But to do so, they're going to inject some more money back into the economy and make borrowing easier, again, just to get people spending.
And Michael, just back to President Xi saying we need to see the world as one community. These calls for unity, cooperation, community, do you think it could signal the start of improving relations between Canberra and Beijing?
Yeah, no, I think this is more pure rhetoric from Xi Jinping. I don't think it's going to lead to anything meaningful. Look, everything China does is in China's interest. So, you know, I really don't think this is going to lead to a sort of improvement in relations with Australia. I mean, I haven't seen any sign of a thawing in relations with Australia at all.
Wonderful to speak to you. Michael Smith, North Asia correspondent for the Australian Financial Review. Thanks for your time once again.
Thanks, Brooke.